Mitch Eblin, the head of Not Impossible Labs, will be speaking this Friday at the Blatbots Theater at the Etrel Center. This is the second year for the Future in Review series. The organizer, Sharon Anderson Morris, explained why she started the series in conjunction with Terry Orr at the Park City Institute.
I felt that Park City deserved to have some global technology leaders or experts in different areas that are important for our world instead of just local speakers. So because of what my job is Director of Strategic News Service, where we find technology leaders and create solutions with technology, I was able to suggest this to Terry Orr, who had the space at the Eccles Center, that we combine our resources and provide Park City with the best ever.
Eblin said he believes in technology for the sake of humanity.
How do you take technology that exists? How do you look at kind of the technological landscape as a big Lego set or big Lincoln Logs or Tinker Toys or just tool set? And how do you take it and you modify it, hack it, break it open, and turn it into something that accomplishes a social good? And that was learned through our first invention that we created, which was a device called the iRider. And I live in Venice Beach, and we took a pair of sunglasses from the Venice Beach boardwalk, a coat hanger, some duct tape, and a web camera, and we made a device that allowed a paralyzed artist allow him to draw again for the first time in 8 years, and we did it for about $90. And at the time, the closest invention out there that could do something like that was $15,000.
He said he got an epiphany after meeting the Venice Beach artist.
His name is Temp, an incredible man who's still fighting ALS today. I met with his brother and father and said, you know, how do you communicate now? And they said, with a piece of paper. And I said, what do you mean with a piece of paper? You know, Stephen Hawking uses a computer, and at that time, Christopher Reeves, and all these different people. Why is he using a piece of paper? And they said, we don't have insurance, and we don't have money, so that's all we can use, is just using a letterboard. So that journey of kind of saying, wait a second, there's things that exist. Let's figure out how to make them work for this person. That really kind of exposed this very clear truth that there's nothing in the world that wasn't impossible at one point.
Eblin said one truism that he follows is commit to something, then you can usually figure out how to do it. He said that was true when he mounted a program in the Sudan to use 3D printers to make prosthetics, an effort chronicled in the film Project Daniel. He said the project started for him with a magazine article.
I read an article about a young man in the Sudan. This article read it about 11 o'clock at night, and the article was about this young boy who was out tending his family's cattle, and he heard a bomb coming, because this is a highly contested area between Sudan and South Sudan. He wrapped his arms around a tree to try to protect himself from the blast of the bomb, and the tree protected his body, but it blew off his arms. And he was fortunate enough to go to a hospital where there's this incredible doctor named Dr. Tom Katena, and Dr. Dom, you know, stitched him up and saved his life.
Eblin said he was struck by the reaction of the injured boy.
But when the young boy woke up, he said, when he realized he had no arms, he said, if I could die, I would, because now I'm going to be such a burden to my family. And when I read that article, I was staring down the hallway at where my three little boys live and sleep, and I couldn't imagine them having that response, that they would rather be dead than to be a burden to their mom and I.
Mitch Eblin from Not Impossible Labs. He will speak at the Blatbots Theater Friday at 7:30. Tickets are $25. For more information, you can call the Bots office at 655-3114 or go online to echocenter.org. For KBCW, I'm Rick Broth.